It's been about 6 years since I've originally started creating the experiences I wanted to experience in my life from that energy that flows through us. And in my first book, I call it From the Heart Center. I say it's love that flows through us, and it is. You can also call it source energy or whatever the words you want to use for it. Nevertheless, over the years, you know, I've changed the technique, improved it, like we're doing right now. This is my best technique so far, and in time, it will improve and get better, and who knows, you know, maybe faster, maybe it will improve in ways of removing the resistance and so forth. Part of life is that journey. It's not just about being there. It's sort of, you know, it's like boating. You get into a boat, you start the engines, and you turn it to full gas, and you fly over there, and you get off the boat, and you sit there, and you jump back on the boat, and you turn it to full gas, and you go over there. To some, that's what boating is about. But not to me. And so the techniques that I use are based in the framework of how I want to experience life. So every technique that comes from a person is based on the framework of how they want to experience life. See, for me, boating is the trip. I get into my boat, I start it up, and I slowly drive over there, and I look around left and right. I'm always looking through my binoculars, looking over the side, watching the boat push the water to the side, the ripples, the sound, the birds in the sky, all that. That's really the boating trip for me. Once I get there, well, it's kind of almost all over because it's not a big deal to me being there. Although sometimes we go places that are quite beautiful and so forth, but it's actually the trip. I mean, I can go there in numerous ways. I can drive there, fly there, whatever. To me, it's the trip. And in many cases, this is how I create things, as a journey. This recording part in my head was originally, or in my mind, you know, was originally supposed to be a recording of the journey of how I'm creating something, and then I can look back at it and see how I've done it, what steps I went through, because a lot of stuff I forget. You know, as time goes on, because you go through little things and doubts and days when you're just feeling lousy and you think you can't do it and it'll never happen and all that stuff you go through, well, you kind of forget that. You know, when you read books about creating, they don't talk much about that. They don't talk much about the actual journey it took to go through. They just say, well, just visualize this, keep visualizing it, and then you'll get it. But they don't talk about what happened between the initial visualizing and the actual getting it. It's sort of like the millionaire that talks about real estate deals and how much money you can make and how much money he's making right now, but he doesn't tell you the journey and how many failures he had and the 4 bankruptcies he went through and all the things he learned from that till he finally clicked into it. They don't seem to talk about that stuff too much. And so we get this false conception when we, you know, read about something and we want to follow along. We get this idea that it's just that, and then this happens, and that's it. And we have experiences like doubts and reactions. When you make big changes, you know, in creating, you're increasing the flow. And that flow is going to make changes in you. It's like, it has like side effects, right? So you might feel irritable, you might feel doubts. You might feel like it's nervous energy flowing through you, or it might give you calmness. All kinds of things can happen. And if you don't know about them, well, then you're not sure where you are. You're not sure if you're doing it right. Am I supposed to experience something like this? Is it normal? And even for myself, I forget a lot of stuff. Some of the things, as you go along, it's normal to forget. And I'd like to talk about that right at the moment. Because as we're creating the 3.6 million, there's a change takes effect. And I've noticed this with other times I've created things. See, in the past, let's say, if we've had a lot of hardship with money, and now we're creating the opposite, as the creating takes effect and starts to engage, some of the memory of the past failures vanishes and seems to disappear. And it's almost like the mind erases that memory, because otherwise, you know, you have all these bad scenarios come up in your memory of, oh, you're doing this, yeah, but look at how many times you failed here, and look at how many years of financial poverty you've had. So it begins to erase it. When you come to a certain point, and this is already at the point where I'm working at right now of the creating, as of today, a lot of the memory of the past, of lack of money, has vanished. Now, if I really, really tried, of course, I can dig it up again. That's not really what we want. We want some of that to vanish, and we want to replace it with positive memories. Memories that we've sort of erased of times when money has clicked for us. No matter how bad things are, there's always been some good. But sometimes the bad, you know, when we've had a lot of pain and we've had a rough life, has covered over all that good stuff. So we've forgotten about that, and there needs to be a reversal and bring up some of the positive memories and cloud over some of the negative memories. And that helps the creating and the receiving of what we want. This goes, well, in saying with almost everything you create, be it a relationship, a car, a job, all kinds of things, as it begins to take hold and come towards us more and more, the opposite of what's in our history begins to be erased and clouded over, so it doesn't stand out so much anymore, because the more we look at that, the more we hold back what we actually want. So these are one of the effects that are coming about. Next thing I want to talk about is my next and final phase in this creating. Now, I have a particular method because of the person that I am. Some people would say, create on a constant level that feels comfortable. In other words, every day, practice experiencing the 3.6 million on a comfortable level. But you see, I haven't really done that. I've pushed and pushed and pushed to get a stronger feeling and stronger feeling. Well, I like to do it that way. That is my method of doing things, and my method of pushing out the resistance and digging it out. It's sort of like, again, the marathon runner, the jogger, you know, who's looking for the 5-mile run, but is going for the 20-mile run and working up to it. So he has to get to a point and work at it and work at it. And then towards the end, when the big finish comes, you know, for months, they work extremely hard and push their bodies, pushing and pushing and pushing till they get a little further, you know. They hit the 15-mile mark, and to get to the 16 and 17, you got to push a little harder. And then comes a bit of a letting go, where you're doing the maintenance running. And that's when you do the recuperating, the muscle building, the strength building, the mind building. You know, and then, if you want, you can push a little further again. That's the phase where we're in now. It's where we now relax. We still continue on, but in a relaxed, happy manner, where we're not pushing. The issue of the pushing is twofold. It has a positive and a not so positive side. The not so positive side is that it actually causes resistance in the receiving of the 3.6 million or whatever else is in its place. It actually slows it down because we're pushing so hard, trying really, really hard, in a sense holds it back. But at the same token, it also removes resistance and builds endurance. It strengthens us to hold, you know, the thought form, the image and the feeling of what we want. It strengthens us to hold that, so when hard times come or something hard comes, we've built up the strength to hold ourselves in place in the thinking thought of what we want. And the feelings of what we want to experience. So we're, in a sense, it holds back the very thing we want to create. It also allows us to find the resistance in us. It digs it out, sort of, and brings it out, and fears. Sometimes, you know, we have fears about things, money, relationships, big houses, whatever we want to create. There's sometimes a lot of fear associated with it, and if there is, we got to dig it out. And the easiest way to do that, and the quickest way, is to push with experiencing the feelings of what we want to create, and push really hard and every day, and strain, just like the athlete does to make that, you know, mileage that he wants to achieve, or the speed, or whatever, the distance. They have to push the body, so the body continues to grow and strengthen and builds its muscles and learns to increase the speed and the endurance. It comes from that pushing. That pushing also builds will, desire, at the same token. And it also causes us focus. You know, because when you push, you tend to be more focused on that, and other things drop away. So it has a lot of good points, very important points, but at the same token, it does hold back the object that you're creating. Not, you know, always necessarily. I mean, you have to take everything I say with a grain of salt, because it's not all that accurate. We can't really establish the accuracy of it, because it changes each time. And also it changes with each individual. So we can't really say it totally holds it back, but it does cause resistance. You know, in a sense, but later on then, when we've built up the endurance, and then we let go like I'm doing now, and I just feel it. Feel what it's like to have the 3.6 million without the pushing. Which means I'm now running, but I'm not pushing myself right to the end of the mark. But I'm running along at a speed that feels good. And my muscles can handle and they enjoy doing it. Because the strength is there. So in a sense, we're doing that with our mind. And what I do now is I, in the morning, right from the time I wake up, I think about experiencing what it's like to have the 3.6 million in the bank. And then I walk my dog, and I come back from the walk, and I do it during the walk also, so that it's there. And when I come back, I have my cappuccino, and I sit down, and I don't do anything else, I just sit there quietly. Bring about the feeling, and I look around, and I appreciate everything I do have. See, I don't try to change my surroundings or anything in this regard. I just do the one thing. I'm just adding the one thing to my life. Later I can do something else. You know, if you want a house, a car, you just add that to your life. So you don't have to make a huge amount of changes, you know, trying to change everything. You just want to change your feelings. Now, as you do this process, when you push, you know, when you do that real striving and you're really pushing for it, during that time, there's something else that comes out. And it's a meaning. See, that 3.6 million actually has a meaning to me. And I didn't realize this before, but it comes apparent after a while of pushing and trying to find that feeling of the 3.6 million of having them, right? And what I find, the best way to explain it is the meaning of that is freedom to me. See, to me, it means freedom. Freedom to do what I want. Freedom to go over there and sit there. Freedom to stay here another 2 hours if I want. Freedom to leave now. Freedom to go have breakfast this morning at a restaurant. Just a feeling of freedom and of a control over my own life. Like, everything's not being dictated to me. If I make a wrong move, I'm not going to starve at the end of the month. So, a real sense of freedom, of belonging in this world. That's what the 3.6 million means to me. And so, when I'm feeling them, what it's like, that's what I feel, is the freedom, confidence. It's very difficult to explain in words, but it's there. And you see, so I'm not feeling the actual cash money, but what that represents to me. So and that is the very thing, whether we know it or not, what the universe will firstly create. Because that's a non-matter thing, but still a physical experience. It will first create the actual meaning of the object. Sometimes we ourselves don't even know the meaning of the object that we're creating. You know, because we're not fully aware of why we want it, but that larger selves of ourself, that larger part, knows. See, there's a bigger part to ourselves, and this is what I enjoy believing, that knows more about me than I do, and that makes the adjustments that need to be made that I may not always know. So, the universe will create that first. And here I'll explain two things. I had a lot of doubts during this time about making this a book, because I said, at 3 months, I'm going to cut it basically off. I will continue on with this feeling of the 3.6 million because I love it. I will just, from here on, do it in an easy, joyful manner, not a pushing manner. You know, like we have been doing the last while. I just want to feel it very gently and experience it each morning. And then the rest of the day, I allow myself to experience the freedom and the joy, even before it's there. So, but during this time, I had doubts. I said to myself, well, what if at the 3 months it's not there yet? That alone puts pressure on, and that alone will hold it back. I understand that. I've experienced that sort of thing. So, I know that anything I do like in that manner of causing myself need to have something will actually, in a sense, hold it back. That also happens. Let's say if I needed really badly $3,000 to pay a bill that's haunting me and the bill collector's banging against the door, and creating that $3,000 that way will be difficult and not very easy and will take some time because the resistance needs to come down because everything around us is constantly pointing out that we don't have it. So it takes a little bit more time to create that. I'm going to explain that in a minute too. So either way, I had the doubts and so forth, and I know that they hold them back, but I don't hold onto the doubts too long, and I let go, and I know that my surroundings will change according to what the money means to me, and that will be my first big signal that it's all in gear and coming towards me. And how does my life have changed? Well, I feel a sense of freedom and joy that I've never experienced. I feel a sense of confidence. Physically, I've changed. I've gained weight, which is, for me, a very good thing because I've always been too skinny. Had not been able to really eat properly because I'm just always kind of working and pushing and not really taking time for myself, in a sense. But with that feeling of confidence of the 3.6 million, I began to relax. I began to enjoy my food more and eat more, and I've gained weight, and it's good for me. Now, for someone who has too much weight, chances are it will go the opposite. It's a matter of what was required for me, right? Health. My dog was in rough shape when we started with this. He's doing really well. I mean, he's looking fantastic. His coat looks good. His alertness is there. His nervousness is gone. His anxiety problems seems to have disappeared. It's a real joy to see him like this. My wife's health has improved so much so that we can hardly tell she's ill now. The cancer's gone? No, not necessarily. We don't know that yet, but that's not the point. All these things have improved. There is a level of confidence in me that I've never experienced. We, in our household, in our home, have a sense of peace beyond what we experienced ever before. A sense of confidence in our financial ability to, well, have our finances that we require to keep going. There's an enlarged sense of confidence in both of us. It's there in our home in a really wonderful way. So all these things have improved. Yes, the money in itself is not there yet, but it will come. It will show up as all these things stay in place and I stay with it. The actual dollars will show up in a manner that brings me the feelings of joy, peace, confidence, fun, exactly in a manner that matches me, in a manner that represents what those dollars represent to me. That's how it will unfold. And see, that's different for everyone. There are a million ways to receive $1 million in life. You can do it by lottery. You can do it with a business. You can do it with an invention. You can do it with an idea. You can do it with a web page, for crying out loud. You know, a simple web page that takes off. All kinds of things. Endless amounts of possibilities. And the universe lines those circumstances and the events up to make that possible. And that's what it's doing right now. The first thing it could bring to me was the experience, the feeling of it. I mean, right now as I stand here, in a sense I couldn't give a rat's ass whether it's in the bank account or not because I feel exactly as if it is. I have the joy, the confidence. And what did I really, really want through this whole time? I mean, what did I really want, if you think about it? You've been reading along, listening to me. What do you think I really want? This, exactly what I have, what I've received. Health in my home. Oh, some wealth too, but health, right? My dog to be healthy, my wife to be healthy, us to be healthy, happy, a joyful home. A content home, one of confidence, of the future, joy of experiencing each moment. I've never enjoyed my life as much as I do now. It's unreal how it grew, unbelievable, and only by one simple thing. I focused on the money. I just used that as a focus. You see, what happens is, it was a big stretch. wasn't it? 3.6 million is a big stretch. And that big stretch caused me to have to stretch. So, by stretching, I receive the things that are right close to me. See what I mean? There were things that were very close, but I wasn't stretching far enough to even receive them. So by reaching for the 3.6, I'm stretching further, and the things close to me already begin to come. It's nice to do a long stretch. Now, you know, depending on where you are, 3.6 million can seem like an impossible stretch. And yeah, maybe at the moment, where you are this moment, maybe it is, in a sense, an impossible stretch. But so what? Stretch for it regardless. See, even if you can reach 5 feet, in 5 feet there'll be something there for you. At 10 feet there'll be something there for you. At 20 feet there'll be something. At 100 feet and so on. The further we can reach and stretch, the more gifts we can receive. What we've done is we've opened the allowing. I mean, that's really what we were after. Allowing abundance to come to us. And so we stretched out, opened further to receive this great big gift that's coming. It takes a little longer for it to come, perhaps. But in the meantime, we've opened so much more that all these other little gifts that we really wanted to, that we were asking for before, perhaps even forgot that we were asking for them, now all of a sudden there's an opening for them to come in. That's what it's all about. That's why the 3.6 million. For someone that has 3.6 million, they can use a mark of 20 million. Or they can use something totally different. It didn't have to be money. But it should be something that's a big stretch. Now you know where you are, and what would be a huge stress. Stretch. But a happy stretch, right? Maybe you want to be a movie star. Maybe that is your desire. It's not about the money, you just want to be a movie star. Why not? It's a wonderful thing. What's it feel like to be this movie star? For you to be a movie star? What does it feel like? What's it like? How does it feel to walk down the road knowing you're a star and you got your dark sunglasses on and people recognize you and they want an autograph and you're so happy to have, you know, been given this opportunity that you so happily make that signature on their little picture, piece of paper. You can hang on to that. Feel it. Experience it. And maybe you're just, in a sense, so far from that, that you might go to yourself, this is impossible. If I told anyone this, they would laugh at me. Well, maybe they would. So what? It's still a stretch, and it's one that really calls to you. And at the same token, while you're stretching for that with all the joy in you, you're making yourself feel good, and you're opening for all the other things to come in. All those other things on that path there. While the universe sets the circumstances in place. And let me tell you, the circumstances can be so simple. I don't want to be in the movies. Not at all. But, years ago, Rudy and I, we were walking down the road. I had long hair. It was in the morning, hadn't shaven, and I had these pants on that had holes. They were almost falling off me. I mean, I just put them on because he needed to go to the washroom and I took him for a walk. Some people in the car drove by, they stop, they jump out, and he holds his hands up and makes this little box in front of him, and he runs up and he says, "How'd you like to be in a commercial?" And I says, "No." He says, "What?" "No, you and your dog," he says, "both of you." I says, "No, I don't want to be in commercial, thanks," and I kept walking. He's chasing me down the road. "Are you kidding? You don't want to be in a commercial? You know what comes next?" I said, what comes next? Probably a film. Because somebody will see you on that commercial and say, that guy's just right for our film, and away you go. I says, that's exactly why I don't want to do the commercial. Thank you very much. And off we went. See, that's how simple it can be when the universe is the one that puts all the conditions and all the things that need to happen in place. Because the universe is capable of putting you in the right restaurant at the right time, on the right sidewalk at the right time. That's all it takes. Someone out there has a need, and the universe will bring you right to that spot, if you allow it, if it's your dream, a true dream. Sometimes people dream of stuff, you know, that's sort of there, out of more out of vanity kind of thing or ego thing, rather than it being really truly something that grabs you. If that's the case, you'll know. I mean, it's no big deal. You'll know because you won't hang on to it for very long. You'll do it a couple of weeks and it'll just vanish for you. See, that's why I picked the 3.6 million. It was a thing. We can all use it. Even we have 3.6 million, we can use another 3.6 million because those are pretty easy to spend. You can buy a house with that and that's it. It's gone. You got no money to pay the utility bills and the taxes. So you'll need another 3.6 million, won't you? It's a nice number. It's a number that works for this purpose. And how did it come up? Well, I basically asked for it. I asked for a direction. What I did to make this happen is really, really simple. I pretended that I found a really good way of creating, and that I was able to write it out step by step, not only what I did, but what happens. And I pretended to myself, I did this for quite a few months, okay, because I took a long time to get the feeling right. I did it in such a way that I felt so wonderful that it was working for everyone. People picked up the book, and just by reading, it already kicked in gear for them. And I played around with how good that felt. You know, just to hear from people. And you know what? Right while I'm recording this, some people have already been reading the beginning of my recordings in the rough form. And they've already reported exactly that. They said, I've only started reading it, and already the synchronicity has kicked in. I can already feel the difference in my attitude towards money and towards just abundance and allowing things to come in. This is amazing. I haven't even done any of it yet. I just read it and thought about it. That's was my original creation. And this is the fulfillment of that creation. Do you understand what's actually going on here if you think about it? I wanted to create something about creating. I wanted something that works so well that people, everybody, including myself, will just do it and it'll work. So much so that it'll work just by reading it and it'll already kick in the gear. That somehow the energy and the mathematics and the numbers and the words and the everything falls perfectly into sync, so that when someone picks it up, it just clicks and they go, wow, what happened here? There's a shift just happened. You see, I walked around for months grabbing that feeling of what it would feel like to be given this opportunity to do this, and to hear about people all over the place saying, wow, this is really working. This is incredible.
I
wanted to feel how good that would feel. It took me quite a while to get the feeling because, you know, I hadn't experienced it. So if you've never experienced them, it takes a while to get that feeling because you got to sort of work it out. As I'm working it out, so is the universe. As I get it worked out more clearer and more clearer, the universe is getting a clearer picture and a clearer picture of what I want. And is beginning the process of putting these pieces together for me. So that all the things that are required comes together. So that all the conditions that I will come through and experience during this time will put me in a place, in a situation, that I will write and say the exact words that need to be said to make the whole thing fall into place. So, we've been working on creating 3.6 million, right? And look what's happened. One thing led to another thing. So now we have the original thing that I was trying to create. And it's unfolding. And here it is. Now you know the story. I didn't even realize when it was kicking into place that it was, you see, because I was busy trying to get a feeling and a sense of what it would be like to create that, to have that, to write a book like that, to put it together. And I thought I was just starting to do some recording. I bought this little recorder. Out of the spur of the moment, I got up, went to the store, looked at it, the guy said, "This here will work really well for you." And I said, "You know, why this one?" "Well, this one's a really good quality. It has very good recording and records for 18 hours. Battery life is incredible. It's one of the best ones here." You know what? It turned out to be exactly the right recorder. Perfect for me. It's easy to work, easy to maneuver. I have no problems with it. It fits in my pocket. Everything has clicked perfectly into place. So I sit here today and I'm not sitting, I'm standing, I'm walking around a bit in the middle of the woods here because it's come to me full circle and I realized that the very first thing that I was trying to create has unfolded and is sitting in my lap now virtually complete. All that has to be done is to take these recordings, write them out, and then, make some little corrections in it from things that aren't understood. And there it is. And the end result, the 3.6 million, oh, they will come. I want to talk about something else while we're at it. Creating. And the distance and times things take to come about. Let's say we're creating something, 3.6 million. And just for the heck of it, imagine there's a distance between that object and us. Now there's a distance between me, where I am right now, in my life, in my feeling, in my experience, in my allowing and all that stuff, between me and that 3.6 million. And let's say it's a distance of 5 miles. We're just doing a scenario. 5 miles over there, there's my 3.6 million, and I have to draw them from over there to over here. And the universe has to, in a sense, put all the coincidences together that I end up tripping over my 3.6 million. Otherwise, I'll miss them, right? For another person, that distance might be 10 miles, or only 1 mile. Depending on the resistance we already have, our thoughts and feelings regarding money, in this case. Could also be we're talking about relationships, the relationship we might want. For me, it's right there. For another person, the distance could be 10 miles. For another person, 1 mile. For another person, 50 miles. So the amount of time it takes to come to us can vary. Now, that's not a proper analogy either, because the distance may be further, but the person's actual resistance level is less. So once they begin this creating process, the whole thing moves faster. So that, let's say the guy has one person, it's only 3 miles away, but he has a higher level of resistance. So the 3.6 million is moving very slowly down the 3 miles. Another person, they might be a long ways away, but they don't have that much resistance. They just never really knew how to click with it. So that 3.6 million might slide towards them down that 10 miles faster and quicker than for someone else the 3 miles. But there is a difference in the distance part, and that is sometimes when you have that great distance, it's harder to get a good sense of it. While if it's really close to you, that means you're already experiencing a bit of money and flow of money. That means that 3.6 million is a little closer to you, and that makes it easier to bring about the feeling of the experience of having the 3.6 million, see? Or be it relationship, whatever you're trying to create. Now, if it's further away, let's say you're a single mom, you've had a really hard time with money all your life, it's just you grew up that way, it, 3.6 million are still there for you. They just may be a distance away. But that distance doesn't make it any slower coming to you. It just means it may take a little bit more time for you to get a good feeling of it. You know, because you're not used to money, so it's a new experience. Just like my creating, this very thing we are doing here took me quite a long time. And I'll tell you very simply why, because I couldn't find the feeling sense of it. It was very difficult. Once I found the feeling sense of it, okay, I got a knack of it, got a grip of it, then I knew what to go after. Then I could improve it, strengthen it. Each day I strengthened it and improved it until it literally unfolded in front of me without me even noticing that it's unfolding. It just, poof, was there. And then I went, wow, this thing is happening, and I didn't even realize it's happening. So that's the way it works, let's say, with the 3.6 million or anything else you're creating. Because during that phase, you have to get a feeling for it. And if you're not used to that, it's difficult. It's something almost you have to learn. And so as you practice it and learn it and practice and learn it, first you get there, then the real creating process starts. But in the process of getting there, you know, while you're trying to learn to get the feeling of something you're not used to, you are stretching. And during that stretching period, you are opening and allowing each time, and some of the closer things that were circling you that couldn't get to you that you were wanting start to come in. And so you'll get these little surges of good stuff coming to you. And sometimes we don't associate that with the creating because we go, well, that's not anything to do with the 3.6 million, right? Because I'm creating 3.6 million, so this thing that I just received, this gift or this thing that's come into my life is not about money, so it has nothing to do with that. Well, that's incorrect. It has everything to do with that. Because while you were working on that 3.6 million, you were opening up. You were doing the allowing. And you were focusing somewhere else, which means you weren't resisting that. See, if you're not really focusing on it anymore, you're not really resisting it, and it sort of just slips in. Sometimes something gets very close to us, like for instance 3.6 million. They can come very close to us where we can smell them. They're right there, but yet they're not quite right there. And yet they're there, but they just can't come perfectly into our physical experience. because we're resisting him somehow. That's different for everyone. But nevertheless, then we switch. We do something else that brings us great joy, you know, and brings us upliftment feeling. And now that's all it needed, and bang, the 3.6 million come in. Now again, everything in life is about experience. And there's a billion ways to experience money, a billion ways to experience $3.6 million, a billion ways to experience the inflow of $3.6 million, how you make it, how it comes about, how it falls into your lap, all the stuff that's associated with it, it's all a matter of choice. You see, for some people, they wouldn't want to win it. It would bring them no joy. They would rather have the opportunity to behold a business. You know, receive a business opportunity that they come across, the universe brings into their path. They follow that with great joy. It turns into a great business success, and they make the 3.6 million that way. To them, that's very important. And so that's the way it should be. Because it's all a matter of how we want to experience it, how we want to receive it, and how we want to live it once we have it, what we want to do with it. See, some of us might say, well, I think if I had it, I would start a business. Well, perhaps the business will become the root for it. And so the universe may see that and see your inclination to what you really want. Perhaps what you really want is to have a small company or a large company that you're the head of, that you're running, where people are happy to work there and it brings them great joy. And the company works in such a way that the people that work there make good money, a good income. And so it makes everybody very happy and it becomes a very strong family business. May even be 100 people and still have that strong family sense, you know, of togetherness, of creating something, proving the world, whatever, you know, snaps your heart. That's what's important. Sometimes we don't know these things. And, you know, we can search inside ourselves till we're blue in the face to find what really makes us click. But until we sort of reach out, it's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell. So, again, that's the 3.6 million works so well in that. Because while we're reaching for that, we're stretching out. You know, we're just think of yourself like a rubber band. And you're rubber band and you're reaching out there and feeling around past where you can see. And there's all kinds of gifts that you find out there that you didn't realize you even wanted. That the universe now has the ability, the openness to bring to you so that your life can expand. So it's not about the 3.6 million, but it is about the 3.6 million, isn't it? It's all about everything. Everything is connected to everything. And the abundance is connected to everything. The abundance, just allowing the abundance of all things, the abundance of money, the abundance of love, the abundance of ice cream. If you talk to my wife, it's very important to have an abundance of ice cream. Probably more so than money. She probably couldn't, in the long run, couldn't give a rat's ass. Ice cream, though, that's a pretty big thing. I'm not sure what else to say with it. I think this is kind of complete. If you choose to go to 3.6 million, however long it takes you to find a feeling for it, do it. Grab the feeling when you have it. Expand it. Then when you have the feeling, then you can push. Push hard. Work hard to bring about that feeling stronger so you get more and more a sense of a feeling till it becomes kind of yours. Yes, this is my feeling, even if it irritates you a little bit. You know, you sweat a little bit, you get overtired. So what? That's a lot of things in life are like that. That's part of it. You do that bungee jumping too. You piss your pants just before you go down. You still do it for the thrill of it. Skiing, climbing up the mountain, you know. Most people, I mean, they almost die going up that mountain. Yeah, we still do it. So, you can do the same thing with this. Just push for it, push for it, push for it. At some point, you'll realize when it's right to just relax. And you'll know, because the pushing all of a sudden will feel like you're totally against a brick wall. You'll push a little bit more and push a little bit more, and you'll realize that, okay, I think now's the time to relax. And just enjoy the feeling that I've brought about and discovered. And now to just enjoy it. In other words, you've practiced, you've learned to run those 5, 10 miles, whatever, and you've run them now, and you've run them now, and you've run them. You're under 10-mile mark. So now you're going to just sit back a little bit, and you're not going to necessarily push past that 10 mark, but you're going to every day do that 5 miles. Maybe twice a day you do 5 miles, right? Or you do just 8 miles. Because 8 miles feels really good. It puts you in place. It feels good. It's good for your body. It maintains what you've achieved. It maintains the feeling. And that's all we really need now. Once you get a good sense of it, what it feels like, then all you need to do is maintain it. Every day in the most joyful way you can do it. And you'll know when it's a joyful way, because even where you're standing, you'll get a sense of appreciation. Because even though you may be in a crappy fleabag apartment right now, when you get in the feeling of the halving of 3.6 million, and you get a good sense of it, you'll even get a feeling of appreciation where you are. Because you know that you will be able to leave, if you so choose. I don't know exactly how you'll feel. I can't predict that. But I can tell you that this whole thing was engineered by the universe, not by me. I didn't put this together. I'm just not that smart. Everything that's been said, everything that I did, you know, all the directions I took that brought me to certain feelings that I then recorded here, I can assure you that the universe in itself has made that direction, and I just basically follow the law. So you can say that this book, as you're reading it, is divinely inspired. And not for my genius or anything, but only because I asked for it. And I worked very hard at asking for it. I worked so hard till tears came down my eyes. It's something I wanted, not just for myself, but for the world. It's something I so dearly wanted, that people can live differently and live in more joy. Because when I look around, I see so many people so sad, and it just bothers me. It's just so unnecessary. The universe is so powerful and so big, and all you have to do is believe one very simple thing, no matter what your religious beliefs are, what you've come to decide to believe. One simple thing. We were created with the ability to create heaven on earth. We were created with the ability to create heaven on earth. In other words, to create everything that we want to experience. All the joy that we can muster up. We were created with the ability to create that. And that in itself creates heaven on earth. As each of us finds our joy and experiences more and more joy every day, we let go of sadness. We let go of anger. We let go of stealing and all those other things. Believe me, most of the people that do what we, or what some people would consider bad, they do it because it's been pushed on them right from start. I grew up with so much pain and so much sadness that I don't know what kept me from robbing banks and killing other people and all kinds of stuff. I don't know exactly. One little glow somewhere along the line helped me from that. Maybe it was, you know, this. I don't know. But that's why people end up there. They're not bad people. There's no such thing. We just have bad experiences that turn us so against ourselves that we feel nothing anymore. And so when we feel nothing for ourselves anymore, no respect, you know, no, we can't feel anything for anyone else. That's understandable. And so as we each reach forward and create the best we can for ourselves, we're in a sense allowing more for others too. See, let me tell you something. Someone not long ago mentioned that, you know, if they caught someone stealing their little dinghy, that's a small boat that you would have by a larger boat, so, you know, they would beat the crap out of them. And I thought to myself, why? Over a little dinghy. Why hurt another person? You see, what makes one person better than the other? What makes that person so much better than the person who's stealing the dinghy? The person who's stealing the dinghy has a reason. I don't know what, you know, maybe they're trying to feed their kids. Maybe they got a bad drug habit they got into, can't find themselves out. Who knows? But they see that dinghy as perhaps a relief of their pain. Now, when we run up and beat the crap out of them, we're giving them more pain, which doesn't deter them in the first place. Secondly, who's the worst person? The person that's beating up another person? Or the person that's stealing a lousy, worthless piece of shit, rubber dinghy with a motor on it? Who could give a rat's ass? If that's more important than a person, then you know there's just as much wrong with you as perhaps with the person who's stealing the dinghy in the first place. See, it's not a judgmental thing. It's allowing everybody the opportunity to grow. It's allowing yourself to move past where you are. And it's just saying, okay, I'm not even going to look at that. I'm just going to let it go. The heck with it. I'm going to work on this 3.6 million and bring that about, improve my life. And by that, I know I'm going to improve someone else's life also. Because also as my life improves, I can actually help someone else. Think about this. 1 million wealthy people can create schools, hospitals, all kinds of things, educated doctors, nurses, computers, engineering, dams for power, light bulbs, all kinds of things. 1 million poor, desolate people, starving, don't create very much, do they? Yes, they may have a sense of community. Yes, they may have love. But that's separate from all that, isn't it? What we're saying is by allowing ourselves to receive, we in turn actually create the ability in ourselves to turn this to heaven on earth. That's really that simple, isn't it? And all in all, what else has happened during this creating process of the 3.6 million? The most biggest thing that's happened, the flow of energy out of my heart center, radiating out, flowing out, what I call love flowing out. Because the energy that creates all and everything, I call it love. Some may call it source energy, some may call it whatever, I don't care. That flow has increased for me. So I'm radiating with even more love and affecting the people around me even more with bringing about more happiness. All this by focusing on that little bit of money. You see, money's not the evil part. It's the fear of things, just things around us, that's probably more evil than anything else. Afraid to step out and try to do something because it might be wrong, because it might not work. That's probably the only evil stuff in life. I know this will work for you. I know it. I mean, I feel it. I am so, so grateful for this opportunity to write this stuff. Because what has come out of my words, or out of my mouth, is not my intelligence. Not at all. I mean, I'm standing here listening to myself. In all honesty, something larger had everything to do with what's in your hand right now, what you're reading. And it doesn't matter what, how, when, why. It really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that I asked for it and I received it. And you must have asked for it because now it's in your hand. And so now all you have to do is do something about it. And the hell with how long it takes. Don't worry about it. 3 months now is roughly what we've been doing here. 3 months. In total, I think there's 82 recordings or 84 recordings or something like that. And we plan on saving the recordings and probably putting them on a web page so that if you wanted to actually listen to a recording rather than read it, or read it and then listen to the recording to see how it sounds, or maybe that will make a difference for you. I don't know. It'll be there. Free of charge. It's my pleasure. It's really my joy. And something more to remember. Each one of you will do this. This is only a beginning guidance. It's not the absolute written in stone path. Each of you will adjust this to suit you. And that's exactly the way you should do it. If you get a feeling that you should do it a little different, well, do it a little different. Trust yourself. There's nothing better, nothing finer than trusting yourself, having confidence in yourself. I know it's hard. It's hard to know whether, you know, you're really following your guidance or whatever. It's hard sometimes. Well, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. But you just take the step and you just do it. Because it's the journey. And each time you trust yourself to do it your way, each time you will learn to follow that inner guidance a little bit more. You'll get better and better at it. And yeah, you'll make mistakes. You'll go, well, this didn't work out. Maybe I didn't hear my guidance right. And yeah, so what? So you didn't get it right. No big deal. You do it again. It's okay to make mistakes in life. It's really okay. You know, I grew up being taught that it's not okay. So I was afraid my whole life to really do something because I might screw up or fail. Honest. And I fail at a lot of stuff. Once I learned that the failure part is not a big deal. It's just a matter of adjusting it. You know, then it's not such a big deal. It's like a race. A race car racer doesn't win all the time. He wrecks the car once in a while and does all kinds of things. But we learn from the mistake, we make the adjustment, and we go on. We trust ourselves. And that's hard to do at the beginning. Because we've made so many mistakes, haven't we? I know. So, who are you going to trust? You got to trust someone, and that should be yourself. So let this book be a starting point. You know, let the energy of it, the vibration of it, get you started, and maybe just be a little bit of a guiding light, a motivator. Yeah, a motivator. How's that? And let it go from there and keep following and keep trying. If I could reach out and do it for you, I probably would, but in the end you wouldn't like it. At some point in your life you might. You might wish. There was times in my life I was in so much pain. God, I wish somebody would just reach in and just fix it. I hope you're not there. But if you are, well, you can get out of it. Yeah, and the journey alone getting out of it probably will be painful. That's the funny thing. I think when I was in pain, and from that to less pain, was a journey. And I think the journey itself was painful up to a certain point. And then the pain lessened, and then it became kind of neutral, where it wasn't really painful and it wasn't really joyful. It's like that mid-zone. And then it started to become joyful. It's like we're at the other end of the pendulum, you know, at the dark end of the pendulum, and we have to swing it back into the middle, and then from the middle get it going to the other side. Who knows, you know, how we got here? I mean, what difference does it make? And in all of it, we can do past life regression and all kinds of stuff, and we can say, well, maybe we were bad, maybe we were good, so what? In the universe, all is forgiven, and we always are given the opportunity to change your lives and improve it. Because that's the only way that heaven on earth can be created. You can't create a hell and put everybody in it. That just creates a bigger and bigger hell. It doesn't improve anything. It doesn't create heaven. It just makes heaven smaller and smaller. Every time you make a mistake, you get to go to hell. So if you never made a mistake, you get to go to heaven. Well, that would mean no one would be there. Because there's no such thing as someone that doesn't make a mistake. If you think you've never made a mistake, well, good for you. Knock yourself out. I think there's some other people out there that realize we make a lot of mistakes, and we just have to keep going. In my first book, I explained, you know, how I gave up, tried to commit suicide a few times. Yeah, when the pain gets high enough, you only see one alternative to get rid of it, right? I mean, it's so intense. I didn't succeed at it. I even messed that up. I tell you something, you know, years ago, I was such a bad screw-up. I could pour water in a glass and screw that up. But I dug my way out. There is a way out. We are created with the power to create our lives exactly the way we want it. Each individual is given that power. We have that much power to move one mountain from one place to another. We haven't learned how to use it yet, and that's what we're doing. But we have that power. That's what we are given. And if you can believe in that one thing, just that one thing, that you have it, you just may not know how yet. That's fine, but at least you know you have it. Well, no matter what, you have hope, right? And if you can believe that, well, then you know anything is possible. See, that's worth believing. Above all else, that is worth believing. And you know what? You can believe it no matter what religious belief you have. It's so simple and so easy to just add it. And it's such a kind thing to add. So, what can I say? I don't know what else to say. I think my words are complete. I think this is complete. In time, I'll put an update on the webpage, you know, let you know how it's going. If more improvement comes on, you know, creating, or I'm showing a better way yet? Well, I can assure you, you'll hear about it. Because I'll always look for a better way. Even better than this. And then better than that. I think that's what I do. I think that's really my passion. So, what's yours? The only way you'll find it is to start somewhere with something, anything. Go for it. See where it leads. It will probably lead you down another road, different. And you'll go, oh, I would never have gone down this road and saw this if I hadn't just started for something. All my best to you and good luck. Oh, I don't know if you need luck. I think you'll need a fat bank account to hold all that money and joy and love you're going to experience in your life. And maybe a lot of pages, you know, to write all that stuff down. Maybe you should, if you feel like it, make notes on your little journey. I don't know. Maybe make just good notes on your journey. Just the good stuff that happens every day. Yeah, and then about 6 months from now, you read it and you go, holy shit, I had a lot of good stuff happen. And then you can see if all the good things have increased. Maybe write them down as they happen each day. You know, right away, put them on a little scrap piece of paper. Anything you can find, take that little scrap piece of paper and glue it in a little book or something. And see how many pieces you come up with. And then in 3 months, see how many pieces come up with then. And in 6 months. That's it. That's all, folks.